I heard first das Lied von der Erde. It must have been 1916, during the First World War. And I was not impressed at all, I must say, when I heard it the first time. It means, you must realize that it was in the pre-radio time. I knew Beethoven, I knew Schubert, I knew Brahms, but Wagner maybe. But it is not like today, where a young man of 17 or 18 heard over the radio dozens of times Stravinsky and Bartok and Schoenberg and Berg and Webern and Mahler and I don't know what. It's very difficult for the younger generation to understand the musical situation in the world at the pre-radio epoch. So when I heard the Lied von der Erde the first time, I was not prepared. Historically, I didn't know, was it written before the First Symphony or after the Ninth Symphony? I didn't know anything about. I only know that Bruno Walter was conducting, and Jacques Urlus, the great tenor who did the first performance of Lied von der Erde, was singing. And then I saw from the program notes that a mandolin took part in this work. Well, neither Brahms symphonies nor Beethoven symphonies have mandolins. So I was looking at the orchestra where the mandolin was, and I think the first movement I only spent in looking and whether there's a mandolin. And you know, really, I was not very much impressed. I was completely unprepared. I didn't have a score. I didn't have a piano score. I had nothing. But already 1 or 2 years later, when I heard Mengelberg's performance in Vienna, Mengelberg came to Vienna and did the Lied von der Erde, and I attended the rehearsals, and I had a score with me. The situation was completely different. I was very much impressed by the work. And since then, I did it quite a number of times in different places. And the performance in Manchester with the BBC North Orchestra had a certain extraordinary quality by virtue of the fact that the orchestra never before had played this piece. It had enormous advantages. Of course, there were also disadvantages in such a situation, but the freshness and was very extraordinary, just because the orchestra did not know it before, and I had plenty of rehearsal time and very good soloists indeed.